just 45 seconds in to period number three.
And those are the game-winning goals at Bemidji State last year in November, I think that was. And that last one there was the Saturday night where Tanner Carroll really had that phenomenal last-second pitch back to Patan.
Yeah. No, there were some tremendous goals scored at Bemidji last year. I thought our team played extremely well there. We skated well there. It's it's a difficult place to play, and they're a difficult team to play against. They really keep things simple. They put a lot of pressure on you. They're a quick team. And they don't like to spend much time in their defensive zone. So they're just slipping off the glass any way they can to get it out. They just want to get out of their zone as quick as possible and put a lot of heat on you. But we played well there. We've played well there the last couple of years. So I hope we continue that. I'm sure we will. We've been really good on the road. I know our team's already anxious to get on the road and play. So that's a good thing. So, but Patan's, played really well in there. And the thing I like about our team right now, Dirk, is our depth. So we talked about that last week, and we had some guys not on the score sheet, but other guys picked this up, and Tyler Heinonen looks even better now. I mean, he was out for a while. We got him in that one game, but just his conditioning and his puck touches are much better this week. We've, kept the line somewhat the same, and I like all our lines. I really like all our lines, and we have some flexibility if we need to move some guys around. But, we're looking forward to the weekend's games, and they're a good team, and we've had close games. I remember the Winter Carnival. I think we played them at Carnival last year, had some real tight games. So I expect nothing different this time around. Even this weekend against Lake Superior, they had two tight games, and we expect that going into their building.
We did play them Winter Carnival. We beat them 3-1 and 2-1 in the Winter Carnival series.
Shot scores! Steven with the goal! What a great snapshot by Steven! And the Huskies take a 2-1 lead. Trapavesis now in behind the net of the Bemidji State zone, and Patan steps into a seam, able to hold it down. Huskies and Bemidji State tied 1-1. Huskies trying to break the tie here late in the game. Here's the shot. Wide of the net, pumps straight back to the front of the goal. At the side, scores! Tanner Carroll with the goal, and the Huskies take the lead 2-1.
So that was a great series, and a couple of nice goals and big goals.
It was
great times.
Yeah, and you can tell, just listening back to how the late in the game, tight games, and like I said, we expect the same here. And they really had a good second half last year, Bemidji, and they fought all the way through things to get home ice in the playoffs last year. So they got home ice in the playoffs. They ended up fourth in our league last year, and that's what they're trying for this year again. They're still on that home ice hunt. So there's going to be a lot at stake this weekend, and they're going to play hard. And they've got a lot of guys returning back from that team that got into fourth place last year. So they know what it takes, especially this. And they've been a good team in the second half too. So Saturday was a little bump in the road for them, but they were right in that game too. So it's going to be a 60-minute game, an important game for us, and huge points. And we've gotten points for the most part on the road everywhere we played this year. So we know what it takes on the road. We seem like we're dialed in, we're focused, and we're ready to go. And Jamie looks really good right now. Phyllis, knock on wood.
Yeah,
so it's nice to have the goalie there. Our defensemen have started to play extremely well. I thought Walker Hyland came in and played well, giving us more depth on the blue line. Like I said, obviously, Heinonen's back. Jake Jackson is back and is skating and looks good. And he's a big, strong guy with speed. So there's a lot of competition right now, and I think that'll really help fuel us to play well and keep our focus going into the weekend.
When you talk about Tyler Heinonen, I know you struggled with the decision on whether to play him last week, and now you must be thinking, thank goodness I did.
The biggest concern basically was his health, and should we give him, because we had the weekend off after, so we should give him more time. But once the doctors convinced me and Brian Brewster and Tyler himself that there, he was fine, that there was no issues with the shoulder, and that he would be 100% to play, then at that point, we figured we'd get him in the game, because he had missed the previous four games. So that was a lot of hockey that he missed. So we had to try to at least give him a little taste to, get back in competition and, find out what it was all about. So unfortunately, we didn't play last week. And for his sake, I wish we would have played. But having said that, I think the extra time has been good to be able to strengthen the injury and heal it. And he's ready to go. So he looks good, and we just hope he can – and I'm sure he will, refine that magic that he had with CJ and Joel Esperance on that line. And I'm sure they will, because they look good in practice and they're excited. It's always nice when you come to the locker room, you're excited that you know who you're playing with, and I can't wait to get out there and work hard and have some fun in practice.
Yeah, I know no player likes to have to sit out because of injury or for any reason, but it seems like Tyler is more ornery when he's not able to play. You know, he's such a competitor, wants to get out there. I love just talking to him when he knows that he's going to come back in the lineup for something, because he's so excited.
Well, he was chirping Devin Carroll the other day in practice there. I don't know. I don't know if he shot one high or Devin stopped it, and Devin was saying, you know, hey, nice shot, Haino, you know, can't score. And then Haino right away was just chirping him right back, giving it to him like, oh, man, you know. So anyway, that's Haino. But that's good. You want that compete. You want that drive. You want the expectations to be great, not to just be good, you know. So you like that, and he has that in him, and it's infectious, you know. It rubs off on people, you know, and good. And at times I've had to calm him down on the bench because he gets so wired, both him and Joel Esperance. That must be some of that Finnish background or something. They get so wired, you know, that just relax, calm down, just get ready for your next shift and have at it. So, because you can't change things in the past. And that's what, you know, you come off, you get frustrated and you're mad. But you know what? You can't, the only way you can change or do something about it is get ready for your next shift and go out and be better. Mm-hmm. Or whatever's got you off your game, you know what? Just go out and worry about the next play or the next shift and let that go. So, we've been doing a better job of that, maintaining our focus, and we're going to need to do that, because these games, there's going to be a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot going on. There's going to be calls one way and the other. There's going to be shifts in the game. Their team's going to push. We have to push back. So, you know, the only thing about not playing last weekend is, you know, you're concerned about a little bit of that rust or getting in that game Friday. I mean, they just came off a heck of a series up in Lake State, a hard-fought series. So, you know, they're a little more, you know, I guess more recently tested than we are. So we have to make sure that we create that in practice. And that's every day when you draw up your practice plan, is there's got to be some goal. What do we want to get better at today? You know, is this going to help us in the game? We're playing Bemidji. We got to put this into the game plan without changing things too much, because, you know, at this point of the year, you should be in really good habits. You understand your systems that have worked, and now you just have to go and execute.
Tyler Hannon right now in third place in the team scoring. He has 18 points, 11 goals, his 7 assists. Esperance, as you mentioned, right behind him with 15 points. Alec Patan, though, still leading the way, 6 up on everybody else with 25 points, looking really good.
He's looking really good, and, you know, and we got to get him going again. You know, 5-on-5. You know, the power play's been pretty good to those guys, but we got to get them going 5-on-5, and I think they will. As you look forward to the games, you know, I think I like the matchups, and obviously being on the road, we're not going to, you know, have that matchup against Bemidji State, but because of our depth, I think that helps a guy like Alex Patan. It opens him up. So, you know, if you focus on him too much, then you got Lesbrons, then you got Hainan, and then you got, you know, really anybody. Reed Sturrows is starting to play well. Max Vallis is, you know, 3 goals, and I was like, you know, so who do you, right, you know, anyway. But no, and Alex is a key performer. He knows what it takes this time of year. He's driven, works extremely hard. He'll be ready to go.
He's leading the WCHA in scoring, yep. 1 point up on Teddy Bluger, and has 2 more games to play.
Yeah, he does. He got a couple games in hand on that. And so, I know Alex would give that up to win the McNaughton Cup, the scoring race. So he's that type of team player. But at the same time, we need him to go. We need our seniors, especially our seniors, upperclassmen, to make that step forward here those last 6 games and give us that opportunity. But what a great opportunity. You play all year and you come down to 3 weekends and you put yourself in a great spot. Man, I couldn't wait to get it to a game or on the ice. So, you know, if I were in their situation, because when I was here as a player, we never had that opportunity to win the McNaughton. You know, I don't even know if we were that close. I think 1 year finished second or tied for second, but truthfully, right down to the end, we never had that opportunity. So it's great. They put themselves in great position.
Should say, too, that Malcolm Gould, with his 17 WCHA points, is sitting in a tie for 8th place, too. So he's doing very well.
Yep.
And can't wait to watch those guys on the ice again on Friday night. We'll talk more about the series coming up, and we start your questions when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its 7th year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years.